from KQED. From KQED News, I'm Stephanie Martin. Driving into San Francisco from the Bay Bridge, you can't miss it. Construction cranes hovering over high and mid-rise apartment developments, and giant billboards advertising the new opportunities for luxury urban living. Indeed, there is a historic building boom happening in San Francisco. And as San Francisco Business Times real estate reporter J.K. Dineen is here to explain, it has dramatic implications, not only for the city's skyline, but also for its neighborhoods and political landscape. Mr. Dineen, in terms of money and the number of rental units being constructed, just how big of a boom are we talking about?
There's about $5 billion worth of construction that's either already started or will start soon. And we're going to see about 8,000 new housing units coming up.
Now, the construction is concentrated mainly in the mid-market area and also in neighborhoods in the southeastern part of the city, like Mission Bay, Dogpatch, Soma, Rincon Hill. Describe who is expected to lease these spaces.
Most of the developers are hoping to lease to the young technology workers that are filling the cubicles at places like Uber and Twitter and OpenTable and Square and hundreds of other startup technology companies.
And these are well-paid workers. How much are they wanting to rent these units out for?
Well, the complexes that have come online so far have average rents about $4 a square foot, so $4 to $4.50 even. So you're talking about $3,500 for a one-bedroom apartment.
Wow. Now, many advocates of urban density and transit-friendly housing say this is great for the city. It's increasing the overall housing stock, and the construction itself is creating jobs and pumping money into the local economy. But there are also plenty of people who don't see it that way. Here's Ted Gullickson of the San Francisco Tenants Union, who says developers are building too many luxury units.
And what we sorely need, what we're totally underbuilding, is affordable housing on all income levels, ranging from people who are very low income to even people who are more middle class. So I wish that every crane I saw in the city was for an affordable housing development, because that would actually do something for us. It's luxury apartments for people with lots of money.
What's the situation right now with affordable housing being built in the city?
Well, there's very, very few affordable projects under construction right now. Part of that has to do with the end of redevelopment. San Francisco voters passed a proposition last year, which is a housing trust fund, which eventually will pump upwards of $50 million a year for affordable housing. But right now we're in a kind of period of limbo where that money hasn't kicked in yet, and there's very little affordable housing being built.
So this leads us to the political implications of the construction boom. If all goes as planned and these units fill up with tech workers and rents don't drop, what could happen to the city's political landscape?
Well, I think in District 10, which includes the Dogpatch and Potrero Hill, you're going to see an influx of moderate professional voters who are unlikely to support the progressive pro-rent control policies that have dominated that district. Same thing in District 6, which includes Soma. You're going to see a more moderate electorate coming in.
In the meantime, as this construction goes forward, how are residents in these neighborhoods reacting?
A lot of people are very concerned that there's not the infrastructure to handle all the new residents. If you look at Potrero and Dogpatch area, the population is likely to double. And a lot of longtime residents say, we don't even have the infrastructure right now, the public transportation, the water, the sewer, the parks, the schools, to deal with our current population. What's it going to be like when we double the amount of people living here?
J.K. Dineen, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Stephanie.
J.K. Dineen is a real estate reporter for the San Francisco Business Times. And I'm Stephanie Martin. More news online at kqednews.org.